Hey, Friday Tips Talks people, on the premier useless podcast that is Tips Talks. Last night, my wife and I, we finished years 1 through 4 of Lego Harry Potter. We still have years 5 through 7 to finish. But they came out as two separate games originally, and we bought them as a combo pack. We got both games for $40. Okay, so we finished the storyline of years 1 through 4 last night. And when we finished, we were only 41% of the way completed with the game. Which means there is a ton more to unlock. There is a ton more to get. And we at least have to play every single at least one more time. Right? Mm-hmm. So, what I'm interested in is we paid $40 for both years 1 through 4 and years 5 through 7. So, $40 for both of those. Not individually, combined $40. And how many hours have my wife and I put into that game and have been, you know, entertained by that game? Now, a lot of people might think, like, oh, video games are just a waste of time. You're not getting anything done. You're not doing anything productive. Okay, sure, maybe. But I would counter, is going to a movie any more productive? And though, yeah, reading is great for your brain and probably has a lot more beneficial effects, is reading any more, quote-unquote, productive? Right? But if you're going just off of entertainment value, time and time again, video games are the best cost per hour of entertainment. So let me explain what I mean by that. Some of you probably already know this, or probably already like, yeah, for sure. Video games, best cost per hour of entertainment. So, if I go to a movie, let's say the movie is 2 hours long, pretty standard, and it cost me $12 for a ticket. $12 for 2 hours of entertainment means I paid $6 per hour of entertainment to go see this movie. Okay, but what if I bought a book? And let's say the book was $12. And let's say it took me, I don't know, I'm a slow reader. Let's say it took me 6 hours to finish the book. A $12 book took me 6 hours to finish. Okay, now all of a sudden it's $2 per hour of entertainment. Right? So we just found that $6 per hour of entertainment for the movie, now $2 per hour of entertainment for the book. That's a considerable jump. We just shaved off 2/3 of the price per hour for entertainment, switching from a movie to a book. Now, let's say I buy Lego Harry Potter, and it's the most expensive. I spend $40 for years 1 through 7 Lego Harry Potter. My wife and I have probably put, oh, I don't know, it maybe took 2 hours per year so far to complete the story. So maybe we've put in 8 hours into it. Okay, so 8 divided by 40, we're chilling at, oh, quick maths, $5 per hour of entertainment. Now, that's already better than the movie, but it's not as good as the book yet. Okay, let's say that trend continues. We've only finished years 1 through 4. There's still years 5 through 7. Okay, so let's say it's 2 hours more there, so we're at 14 hours for $40. And I can't do the math super quick in my head right now, but it's under $4 an hour for entertainment. It's like, okay, we're getting there, we're doing well. But we still haven't beaten the book. Okay, That's just the main storyline of the Lego Harry Potter games, right? The great thing about the Lego Harry Potter games, and any of the Lego video games in general, is they are full of collectible items, right? They're full of little things to collect. So, in many levels of Lego Harry Potter, there is a student in peril, where you have to go save a student that's in danger. So every time you save a student in danger, you get the little, you get a collectible of that. There are gold bricks, where if you do, you know, certain combinations of things, you get a gold brick. There are the house crests. You know, many level, you have to collect 4 of the house crests for Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, Slytherin, and Gryffindor. And playing through once, you know, I think there was only one level where we got all 4 crests. Okay, then there's True Wizard, and it's called different things in, you know, different movies. But that's where you collect a certain amount of studs or coins or money. And I think there were only 3 levels when we first played through out of I don't know how many levels where we got True Wizard. So we can replay every single level. We can replay every single level to try and get these coins and studs and gold bricks and save the students in perils and get the house crests and, you know, see all the little Easter eggs. Okay, so it took us 8 hours of gameplay to finish the main story. And then going back to unlock these other things for years 1 through 4, we'll say takes another 8 hours. So that alone is 16, right? And if we play through every single level of years 1 through 7 again, that alone is, you know, 6 more hours, okay? So we're at 24 total hours. We'll just say my wife and I put 24 total hours playing through years 1 through 7 one time, taking 2 hours per year. And then playing through it again, and then again it'll take probably 2 hours per year because we have to essentially play the game over. And this time we have to go maybe a little more meticulous to make sure we get everything. So I might be lowballing here, but my wife and I might get 28 hours of entertainment from buying Lego Harry Potter for $40. So $40, 28 hours, boom, we are under $2 an hour of entertainment. But wait, there's more, because it's not 28 hours of entertainment. It's double that. We're at 56 hours of entertainment, because you got 28 for me and 28 for my wife. So all of a sudden we are at $56, our 56 hours of entertainment that came out of a $40 purchase, right? Because a movie, we would have to buy 2 tickets. Okay, so now it's all of a sudden $24 for, I guess, 4 hours of entertainment. You know, the math is going to work out the same. But for a video game that we played together, because it's a great multiplayer video game, all of a sudden, we are now at less than $2 per hour of entertainment, which is better than the book. Now, granted, I could buy the book and read it, and then my wife could read it, and that would technically lower the cost. But with how it stands, even if we just went for one person's entertainment value, I get 28 hours of entertainment off of a $40 purchase. That's less than $2 an hour. And then maybe I get $6 an hour of entertainment off of a $12 purchase. That's $2 an hour, right, of entertainment. Now, these values awfully off, most definitely fluctuate depending on, oh, what's the sale price? How fast of a reader are you? Did you, you know, play every single part of the game? But think of it this way. There are people that have purchased the game Skyrim, and let's say they bought it full retail price, $60. Okay, $60. Now, they have, in Skyrim, people have touted, like, yeah, you have easily 80 hours of content in Skyrim. Okay, so they've done 80 hours of content in Skyrim. That's, we're already less than a dollar an hour. Okay? We're at cents per hour of entertainment. And then there are some people that, you know, play it over. They play it a couple times through. They try this build, they try that build. Then they're like, oh, I wonder if I can do this funny thing. And then they realize, oh, I can download a mod and make, you know, even more fun things to do and have more hours of entertainment. And suddenly their cost per hour of entertainment is like 10 cents. Now, granted, that's a lot of time to put into one video game. Sure, it might not be the most productive thing to do in the world. Are you really advancing society for the better? You know, probably not. But if we're going strictly baseline, cost per hour of entertainment, oftentimes video games are the best value. And it's just because, you know, you can replay them pretty easily. You can go for every single little unlock in a Lego Harry Potter game. And other games, you know, you can play multiple rounds of zombies, try to get further. You can play it through a different way, a different style, right? So, they aren't as much of a money sink as some people might think they are. Because if you tried to, you know, if you can put 80 hours into Skyrim, getting 80 hours of movies to watch is that's going to be so expensive. So expensive. So, that was just something I was thinking of when my wife and I were only 41% complete with years 1 through 4 of Lego Harry Potter, and we bought it for $40, and I was like, this is going to be a good value for our money, right? There's a lot of content here for just $40. Now, granted, they're old games, so they were obviously cheaper, and they were bundled together, you know, full retail price might be a little more, I don't know, but either way, we're getting a lot out of our money, and it's just a fun game to play with her, and it's fun to spend time with her that way, and it's fun to find these little unlocks and, you know, go for every little bit. Anyway, I'm gonna go to work Friday, thank goodness. Oh, I need a weekend, and I need billing to be over, and today's the last day. Anyway, peace out. You have a wonderful day. Or at least I hope you do.